That was Elizabeth Hepburn with Children of Light. Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we are upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out, with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, this is Elizabeth Joyce. How are you tonight? Welcome to Let's Find Out on BBS Radio. And tonight I'd like to talk about what's going on. I mean, really what's going on and how much the external world is changing. That which we hear, see, taste, feel, and smell all around us. So many people are concerned, they're fearful, and there's a lot of other feelings going on about our nation and the world we live in. Some of us have spent our entire lives focused on the world around us, fixing, worrying, and accomplishing things in this world. We may have reached nearing midlife age or the end of our life. And instead of feeling fantastically accomplished and wonderfully fulfilled, we feel depressed, anxious, upset, resentful, and angry, sometimes to the point of medicating ourselves to help us stay in denial. So many of us can look at what we've accomplished out in the world in our lifetime and start experiencing deep within something that has now become nothing but a whisper. That we haven't changed the world as much as we wanted to during this lifetime. We haven't gotten the insight that we thought we would have. We haven't gotten from this path in the way that we thought we would. We get so angry and upset and disillusioned and disappointed and lost in wondering if what we did have had any value at all. If we haven't made it in the world, and we haven't made it what we want it to be by the time we've reached now, we may get depressed or despondent and sometimes feel a sense of despair. And a deep, lost feeling may come up within us. We can even take our anxiety and anger out on others, those who we feel are to blame, but not us. Others are blamed for changing the world, not making the world a better place. We see plenty of blame and attacks on social media. We tend to take this anger out on people who we feel get in our way of making a better world and a better life for us. The daily news shows the worst cases of how some people have demonstrated their utter loss and frustration through the killing of others, through the robbing of others, through the beating of others, through going into cities and tearing them down, causing damage untold. Regardless of which side of the fence we're on, with regards to any group or culture we belong to, so many times we blame others for our own not making the world a better place that I wanted to make it into. This includes not making our own personal private world or circle into what we wanted to make it into. We blame others. And secretly, even ourself. Although we won't admit it, we have to blame others because it obviously is somebody else's fault. If we came into the world to make the world a better place for ourselves, and maybe others, to fix the world, and therefore all effort has been focused on changing the world around us, changing any part of the planet Earth back into this dream of a Garden of Eden for ourselves and maybe for others. But yet, if we haven't worked to change, fix, heal, better ourselves, then we would have wasted our entire life. Life is not about fixing the external world around us in which we're living. Many of us think it is. We didn't come into this world with a number one directive to change the external world around us. We didn't come in with the purpose of life being changed on Earth for the better. What so many people don't remember and acknowledge is the external world around us. All of it is a mirror image of what's within us. The mirror image of what's within our consciousness, within our minds, within our hearts, and within our souls. The world that we see and live inside is the reflection of what is inside our consciousness. What we see around us is the reflection of all of us, collective consciousness. What we have within us to work on to change. We have made the world into our own image and likeness. Even if we did make great changes to the external world, the Earth, we would still return to whatever level of living, dying, creating, destroying that we are as a human race. Unless we take the time to shift and make great changes within ourselves, that comes first. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're talking about the spiritual life within us and how fixing that and working on that will help us create an outer world that will reflect that love, peace, and harmony. This is a call-in show, and I am taking calls. The number to call is 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. Call me with whatever your conflict is, and we can talk about it. We have made the Earth into our own image and likeness. And we have to work on our own image and likeness, our soul within. Change begins with 1, 2, 3. We're born to love and to serve. And we're also born to change our own consciousness and ascend and to rise up to a higher level of vibration through our deeds, through our attitude, and through something else. The only thing that we take with us when we drop the body and cross over, and that is character. You cannot buy character. You cannot form character. You are character. Through your deeds, through your thoughts, through your attributes, and even through your unholy stuff and your whatever you do that may cause upset or harm to other people, that goes into your character too. So, we are here in this level of consciousness, in this realm on the planet Earth, and within what we call the universe, the solar system, to change our own selves, our consciousness, and subconscious mind. That's the key, and that's the hardest part. To go into the subconscious, to find out what is hidden there, to bring it up to the consciousness, and then let it go. Our hearts are both the shallowest and the deepest places within us. and our souls are in their full existence. If we haven't put effort into changing our own self, we have wasted all the years of the earth, and it is only natural that we're going to fall deep inside ourselves, and we haven't accomplished what we came here to accomplish, and that we haven't changed the real thing we came in to change, our self, our thoughts, our beliefs, what we vibrate to, what we can love, what we can accept, and work with this strong ego, E-G-O, easing God out. It's a constant battle until we get to the place where we can learn how to let it go and bring in the universal love that's available to us. If we've changed the world around us, but we haven't changed ourselves, then we've accomplished nothing, because the world will simply, eventually, revert back to what it was before it was changed. It's the reflection. The earth and the world we think we see is like a portrait, which will always reflect the truth, which is within us. And unchanged, unexamined issues, harmful emotions, the broken, the injured, the maimed, the robbed, the hurt, and all the relationships that we have with ourselves and with others. So how are you doing with your family relationships? How are you doing with your parents? How are you doing with your children? How are you doing with your boss and the people that you work with? Even now, the world reflects the conflicts that we have within ourselves, not just within others, but the conflicts we have with our own self, which we haven't really yet examined, or which we haven't really yet acknowledged or worked on. It is very true that all of us have some conflict within us, which we have not yet examined, waiting for us to get around to it when we have more time. We're just so busy right now. We've got a world to fix, after all. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And I do have a caller. And I know her name is Pauline. How are you, Pauline?
Wow, I really found what you said so profound. And I am working on myself, but it goes so deep that I know that I need to go deeper, and I'm trying
on
to figure
and on
out
and on
a lot.
Into all those lifetimes.
Yeah, it never ends. It never ends. So you're right.
Of course
don't look
not.
Outside yourself.
But that's
look
why we're in
yourself.
The body, Pauline. It's really great, because the more that you reflect on it and the more that you work on it, the better your life is, the better your life becomes, and the more you can accomplish. What can I do for you tonight, Pauline?
And it's a blessing, because I know cellular memory and all our ancestors are involved, and it's even more than that. I mean, if there's a galactic involvement, if I can't acknowledge my own galactic self, when the aliens come, they're already here. I mean, they land on here, if all of us would take,
but Pauline, the only thing that's important to your soul is you. Your past.
Yes, I know.
Your
that's
future,
what I
and
found
what you're
that
setting
out
up
so late.
And what you're letting go.
Yeah, that's true, and I'm working on that. And you actually pointed out some more things I forgot about that I got to look at within my own family,
that's
just like
the,
in the
that's
here
the
and now.
That's you can do.
That's important, because it'll probably go back to all the other lives and all that. Just working on this life will be just perfect to even heal everything that goes.
Do you have any questions for me tonight, Pauline?
No, not really. I just really wanted to say that you really have opened my eyes up even more that I didn't realize.
Well, thank you.
That I need to work on. So I just
That's what this station is about, BBS Radio.
Yeah. I'm glad you came back.
I don't believe it's true. Listen to BBS.
I'm glad you're back there, because I couldn't find you for a while, and then you moved around, so then I guess you had to, like,
Thank you for calling.
Thank you so much.
Pauline, I have to get on to a break.
Okay.
Actually, we're all ready now for our weekly cosmic tip. Listen carefully. This is going to be a heck of a week. We've got a full moon in Scorpio. So let's now listen to the weekly cosmic tip.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip. Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with your Stargazing Report. Week of April 26th through May 1st, 2021. A breakup or a breakaway full moon in Scorpio on Monday brings the death of a situation or the end of a project or the end of a relationship. It could come in as a crash. It's a complicated full moon. The sun in Taurus is aligned with revolutionary Uranus, and that means expect the unexpected. That also means that the emotional moon in intense deep Scorpio is challenged by the blow everything up energy of Uranus. This energy is reinforced on Tuesday as the moon creates a T-square, pulling in electric Uranus energy, Mercury and Venus in Taurus energies, along with Saturn in Aquarius energies. This fixed energy time makes it an extremely stubborn time when no one is going to give an inch. Do all you can to stay out of the arguments by putting off meetings and decisions to another day. To complicate things further, boundary setting Saturn in Aquarius is at the focal point of a T-square pattern. This is the feeling of sitting on a three-legged chair that should have four legs. So it's a bit tense trying to keep your balance while everything around you is moving. Avoid my way or the highway conversations. Be willing to reassess your emotional needs and your values. Take a time to take a deep breath, look within, and then allow the energy that you need and desire to be expressed. Be willing to reassess your emotional needs and values, letting go of that which needs to be released. Be aware that Saturn will not let you do the changes desired as quickly as you would like. There are procedures to follow and a process that you must go through. This could pertain to contracts or legal matters. Pluto turns retrograde on Wednesday until early October. You may not notice this shift of the outer planet because they change very, very slowly. Still, it's not a good time to get obsessive compulsive over things that don't change at the pace that you would like them to change. You just cannot force these matters. Have patience that all will work out in the end, whenever that may be. Now you can finally take a deep breath, because there were some very pleasant aspects coming on Thursday and Friday to close out the month of April. On Thursday, strategic Mercury sextiles Neptune, and the moon squares Neptune, and you are keeping your plans and options very, very close to your chest. Don't tell anyone. Freedom reigns supreme on Friday as the sun conjuncts Uranus, an aspect that is supported by a harmonious lunar trine the next day, which is Saturday, May 1st. This is a day of flowers and celebration. It's May Day. Sunday is a strong, empowering day due to the moon's conjunction with Pluto, as well as an exact trine to Mercury. This is very positive. And you feel, I can do it. And it's a wonderful time when anything can be tackled. Venus is sextiling Neptune as well, and it's a wonderful time for romance and relaxing with your friends and loved ones. How about cooking a good meal for everybody? Sunday dinner, anyone? In the month of May, there's a full moon on the 26th. It's both a lunar eclipse in Sagittarius, as well as the biggest supermoon of 2021. Mercury turns retrograde in Gemini 3 days later on the 29th, oops, and it's at the same degree that it will be on the June 10th solar eclipse. May promises to be an exciting and life-changing month. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time to return to tonight's program with Elizabeth Joyce.
Hello, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And we are having, I'm told, a heavy discussion show, but actually we're not. We're just talking about going within instead of going without. And I guess that is heavy for some people. We give you the phone number to call in, not to listen, but to call in. 888-627-6008. And we are talking tonight about conquering the anxiety over the external world. Let's find out how to do that. The reflection that we see in the mirror, the world that we see around us right now, it's going to continue as it is. It's going pretty much downhill. As long as we avoid the inner work on the inner world that we have within our inner selves. This reflection of ourselves that we see in the mirror, and it is that which is in within us, and that is the source of what we see without us, on the other, in front of us. So now let's create a new reflection if we can. When we change our mind and heart about our judgments, about our criticisms, about our bitterness, our resentments, our rages, our angers, our fears, the abuses we've suffered, the attacks we've gone through, the belittlements we've heard, and our disrespects both to others as well as the ones we've received, especially the disrespect of ourselves that we talk to ourselves within. If we change that into forgiveness, mercy, compassion, tolerance, loving kindness, understanding, patience with others and ourselves, then we will begin to see the new reflection in the mirror of the planet and the life we live here. Then we will begin to see what we can create, a new planet. Because some of us have done some of this work, we're already seeing some of this change, but our own part that we play in this change, this we must address sooner or later. You light workers out there are doing a tremendous job. You are helping so many people rise up, so many people see the light at the end of the tunnel. And my hat is off to everybody because I know there's thousands of you all around the world. But what about you? I know so many light workers that get burned out that say they have no time to themselves. You have to. Now. Now is the time. There is not any time left. Do a little bit each day to uplift yourself, where you live, where you are. Be happy for the small things. When we address our own issues, then we will have changed the inner source of reflection that we see in the external world and the world around us. This is when we bring these higher qualities forward, when we're standing in the midst of the lower harmful qualities, not in the midst of someone else's portrait, but our own. Bring forth our higher qualities of kindness, mercy, humility, and all the other qualities that we have brought forth before. Bring our higher qualities in the face of ourself when we are wanting, instead of reacting, spewing forth in any manner of negative and harmful qualities. This is a moment of true change that will help to change the world. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and I have a caller. Her name is Anne. She's from New Jersey. Good evening, Anne. How are you?
Yes, good evening. How you doing, Elizabeth?
And what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I hope you can help. I was actually fired recently due to what they claim is misconduct. However, it was not true. And now I'm getting information from, the unemployment, that I believe it's supposed to be 6 weeks before I can collect. However, if I go to fight this, I have to go down to an appellate court. You know, an appellate court or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And I was just wondering if that's something that I could fight, because my company has already told me that nothing has changed. I went down to have a meeting with them, and I was wondering if there's any way that I'm going to be able to win this, And I was thinking...
Anne, slow down. Take a deep breath. Let me ask you a question. Do you believe that they fired you for reasons that are not true? Okay. Yeah. Second question. Do you have it in writing? Have they given you a written statement as to why you were released? They have to do that.
Yes, they did.
Okay. I would go to the unemployment office, and I would ask them what I need to do and follow that.
Okay,
and
well,
if you need a lawyer, the state should give you a lawyer.
Okay, the thing is, the unemployment offices haven't been open for 2 years, and you can't even reach them by a phone call. You can't even reach them. And that's the other issue,
then
too.
Then you call the court in your county. What county are you in New Jersey?
In Ocean County.
Okay. I don't know the capital of Ocean County, but whatever it is, that's where you have to go. And you call the county clerk, and you ask where you can either appeal or join into some kind of a complaint, and they will give you a place. You may have to go to I wanted to say Trenton, that's the state capital. You may have to go to Trenton, but the courts will give you what you need to do.
Okay, do you think I have a chance of winning this? I mean,
do you have any witnesses that can help you?
No, actually, no. It's just my word against theirs. And what I was thinking, if I could get like a statement, if I could go down to the police and have them record me and take a lie detector test, couldn't that be used as factual evidence that they are?
I don't know if they use lie detector tests. I don't know. What you're thinking is not correct. You have to go in an ordered fashion. You have to go to the courts. You have to go to the Division of Services of whatever it is in either your county or Trenton and start there. Then you can ask questions of what you have to do to follow up. What about your co-workers? Your co-workers?
No, actually, it was all misconstrued. Whatever happened was blown out of proportion, and it shouldn't have been. So I'm really upset that I was even let go. But it is what it is. There's,
But there's a reason. I'm going to ask you another question.
There is a reason because
Stop! You are doing exactly what I'm talking about tonight. Exactly. You are blaming others. Now, I want you to get quiet. I want you to listen to me. Have you determined that there has been an upset? I want you to sit down, and I want you to write out what happened in your mind, what the upset was, and then you know what they're going to say and what they say happened. Do it while it's fresh.
Right? No, I know.
Ask you another question. Did you not like the job? Were you tired of the job?
No, I loved the job. The job was perfect for me.
And what was the job, Ann?
I'm sorry, what happened?
No, what was the job?
It was a patient observer.
At a hospital?
At a hospital, yes.
Give me a second here. Now, the hospital didn't fire you, did they? It was a group, something outside of the hospital?
No. As things usually happen through human resources, they're the ones that, make the decisions.
Had there been any other complaints about you?
No, there were no other complaints. I never even had this sort of thing.
Did you go down and talk to human resources? And are you sure? Are you sure you weren't fired? Are you sure you wouldn't let go? Because I think they have a financial problem, and they were getting rid of a few people. Find out if anybody else was let go, too.
Well, I was making minimum wage, so I can't imagine.
To me. Every single time I talk to you, you bring up a different subject. Okay? Find out if other people were let go as well. You have
I'm not
to
sure
start how, with your county.
Not,
you
I'm
start
not sure
with
how
your
I would
county.
Be able to do that. I don't know who would give me that information. I'm not sure where I could find that out.
Well, the unemployment office should be able to. But you have to start with your county, and then if that doesn't work, you go to Trenton. And that's the best I can do for you tonight, Anne. Okay?
All right. Thank you.
Start seeing it working out. Start seeing yourself back there. Put that in your mind. Thank you for giving me my job back. That's your new mantra. Thank you for giving me my job back. And do it with peace and love. If it's a misunderstanding, then it's a misunderstanding. Nobody intended any harm. Okay, so don't have resentment. Don't have anger. Get that peace and love and see yourself back in a job. All things are possible.
All right.
All thanks. Things are possible. Okay?
Very good. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Anne. All things are possible with God. Hold on, please. Excuse me. This means that with God, which is the infinite source of love, patience, determination, kindness, persistence, wisdom, forgiveness, mercy, and compassion, then all inner injuries can be healed. And this means that with God, which is love, everything within us that we think we have lost can be regained and can be found. Everything within us that's a mess can be cleaned up and made straight. Are you listening in? Start seeing yourself back in the job and start thanking God for having your job back and see what happens. I have another caller. Her name is Annie. She's from New York. Good evening, Annie. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm just curious if you can see anything about my future romantic life.
No, ma'am, I'm not doing readings on the phone tonight. I can answer a question if you have one. A specific question.
Oh, okay. Well, can you answer questions like to do with career?
Annie, you need to go online and you need to get a reading. Tonight we're talking about the external world versus the internal world. So I would appreciate it if you would contact me offline, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. I have Jenny from Los Angeles. How are you, Jenny?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you, Elizabeth.
What can I do for you?
Yeah, I called you about a year ago. I belong to a nonprofit, and we discovered money's being spent on board of members that they shouldn't be spending. So
you
had recommended we get an attorney. Pardon me?
Good.
Yeah, you recommended get a lawyer, and we did. We retained a lawyer about a month ago. First put out a demand letter, demanding our demands were that they resign, pay back the money, hand over all the financial
okay, so it worked out then, Jenny. Do you have a question now?
Yeah, so no, they're just ignoring our demand letter. Next is the attorney's a $5,000 retainer that we would take them to court.
What is your question?
I'm the only one of the senior citizens that has money to $5,000 for the attorney. Is it going to work out? Will she be able to make them do what we say, which is pay back the money? Before I put out the $5,000 to the attorney, how do you feel? Is it going to be worth it?
Well, I always feel that it will work out as it's supposed to. Don't get mad at me for that. I feel good about it. And I think that it will work out as it is supposed to. And that means that whatever lies are present will be swept away. But what else I'd like you to do, Jenny, is to get everybody involved together and start a meditation group. And every week get together for an hour or so and start thanking for it all working out the way it's supposed to. And write down, everybody write down what they want to see the outcome be. And then read the sentences in the meditation group. It's very powerful. And that will help you accomplish what you need to do. So I would go ahead with it and see what happens. I think that you ought to have everybody pledge that when they can reimburse you their share of the money. Everybody sit in a group. Figure out, divide the $5,000 by the number of the group. Give each person an IOU. And then do your meditation every week. If you want this to work out, that's how to do it.
Well, one thing the attorney will put in there that the winning party will get their money paid by the losing party. So I hope that works out.
Because we're right. I just told you how to work it out, Jenny. There's no room for doubt. Do it as a group, and you're going to be fine.
I trust you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome, Jenny. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. We're talking tonight about comparing anxiety over the external world, conquering it. And we're about to go to break. It is the half hour, so we have these messages for you and a wonderful song about how to go within. It's called It's a Quiet Thing by Elizabeth Hepburn. I'll see you in a little bit.
Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986. Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on BBSRadio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out. And honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
but the bells don't ring. It's a quiet thing, quiet thing, when you hold the world, you hold in your world, trembling in hands, you'd think you'd hear a it's a quiet thing. There are no exploding fireworks. Where's the roaring of the crowd? Maybe it's the strange new atmosphere way up here among the clouds. But I don't hear the drums. I don't hear the band. The sounds I'm told such moments bring. Happiness comes in. Oh, happiness.
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and that was Elizabeth Hepburn with It's a Quiet Thing. We were talking tonight with Annie and Jenny, and both of them had some problems and obstacles that they had to overcome. And my message tonight is, with God, all things are possible. This means that with God, which is the infinite source of love, patience, determination, persistence, wisdom, forgiveness, mercy, and compassion, all inner injuries can be healed. All misconceptions can be healed. And all legal problems can be healed. This means that with God, which is love, everything that is within us that we think we've lost can be found. This means that with God, everything about us that's a mess can be cleaned up and made straight. And when you're working with a group, you work as a group. You meditate together. You take on the responsibility together, even Stephen. And you move forward. And that is power. Everything about our self-forgottenness can be remembered. Everything and all of our strengths in our past lives can be brought forward. The things we've studied eons over eons can be brought forward to strengthen us, and we can call on them as we need them in this lifetime. This means that with God, everything broken within us can be made whole. It is within our effort from the beginning to go to the center within us. And that's when the Garden of Eden returns. Then does the earth that we want to have form and become into being. Because the Garden of Eden, the earth that we want to exist, will be born out of your love and kindness and forgiveness and mercy, patience, understanding, the determination, persistence, tolerance, and compassion that one gives to our fellow human beings, all of them, plus one more, don't forget yourself. And oh yes, it absolutely is a challenge. As the Lord said, for man it is impossible, but with God, with Spirit, with that fifth dimension energy, with the double helix, all things are possible, even changing and growing within ourself. And I would like you to know about the new spiritual chakras, which will strengthen you more and bring you closer to ascension and higher. The new spiritual chakras have got to get out around the world. I wrote the book. It's on Amazon. Please look for it because it contains all of the inner secrets and mysteries that you are craving to know about, to strengthen yourself with, and to move forward. I would go as far as to say that only with God and with Spirit is this possible. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now we're going to prepare for the meditation, for tonight's meditation. And we're starting with William, who sings about water. We have the guided meditation of healing and frequency meditation, which is very powerful. And we're ending with Dear Richard Schulman and Ascension. Please enjoy it to the fullest. I'll be with you next week. I have a wonderful new guest. His name is Gary. And he's going to come on and talk about his gift, both as a psychic, as a reader, and as a tarot reader. He's very interesting, and he is very accurate. So we'll have a good time next week. And next week is the 1st of May. And that's another thing that we celebrate. Flowers, spring, cheer, getting outside, not staying inside and locked up anymore. It's over. Let's hope so. Again, this is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. Thank you very much for listening tonight. Send me an email if you have any questions, and I'll see you next week. Good night.
Water. It's known by many names. Muslim call it God, the Hindu call it Pani, the Christian call it water. But to the cloud, it's all the same. In all the world, nothing soothes the pain like water. Dear sister, water, so humble. If I could wash away the world, if I could wash away the words, if I could wash away the wars over the world, if I could fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup. It's known by many names, but to our hearts it's all the same. Oh, I can call it water, but I can also call it body. Oh, God. Jesus. else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can soothe the pain. Nothing else can fill the rivers up. Because we all drink from the same cup. We all drink from the same
This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. And now it's time for the healing meditation that will help raise your frequency vibration. Raising your vibration into the fifth dimension is to live an amazing life. In order to do that, you need to break through the conditional response of fear that we have all been brought up with and that has been with the planet since almost the beginning of the planet. We have come to a time when this really counts. Yes, it seems crazy out there, but it's really not. It's just that all the outmoded negative life ups and downs are being broken down and split apart. Do not allow yourself to be sucked into this frightening energy. As a child, we were taught to fuss and whine when we wanted our own way. And we have brought that into our adult life. We haven't realized that as we grow older, we need to leave our childish ways. We can communicate instead of taking a negative action to gain a response or to get our own way. We use the childish feelings, childish behavior. At this time, as we enter the fifth dimension, we must change our thinking process and how we think about our life. We are being tested. The history of life on Earth is that people prey on the weak people to get what they want. When a friend or a boss yells at you and reprimands you, it's not anything to do with you. They are angry at something that they're angry at, which has nothing to do with you. You're simply a scapegoat where they can drop their negative feelings and anger. Something else is going on around them, and the anger becomes a great expression to vent on you. What's going on in this country has nothing to do with the real issues, because real issues never require anger or violence. The riots and anger is an age-old excuse, the old way of handling things so that you can behave badly. When a window gets broken and a small store is looted, the people that you are supposedly defending may be put out of business. Looting and breaking windows has nothing to do with peace, protesting, or justice. That's an excuse. It's the behavior that we have used for centuries and eons, and it has to stop. Who does the bully pick on? The biggest guy? No. They pick on the weakest. But the bully has issues, and they want to prove how good they are. And these issues have nothing to do with who they pick on. It is very important in the next 4 years that we stay centered, at peace, and change our focus. We change our focus from fear and what's going to happen to me to I am a powerful individual, I am a light worker, and I work in love, peace, and harmony. Right now, people use frustration for their own personal agendas. And this has to stop. This has to change. The world is changing. Here's what we can do about it. Here's where we can grow. We'll stop acting like babies because we are now holding the power that we did not know about years ago. We would actually go into a challenging situation and do the same things that are being done now. Negative times negative equals negative. Nothing gets accomplished, and terrible destruction is left behind. You hold the power of the oneness, and you act on that power of the oneness. And this is done with total peace, no judgment, and not being sucked into the confusion and anger and hostility of those around you. A riot is a riot, and nothing has changed. Oh, but wait. What about you? What has changed? What can change? You have the power to change. And what you have the power to change is your reaction. Of course there's bad behavior. It's always hanging around for a reaction. And when you give it the reaction, the baby gets fed. That is what we do to manipulate and control. The Lord said, "The meek shall inherit the earth." It's here. It's now. Our spiritual tests begin now. And there's much more to come. 3 eclipses in 30 days and 4 years of destruction before reconstruction. We as light workers must create the peace that can and will change the outcome. It will change everything. So join me as we embrace spiritual frontiers with a new way of loving and a new way of remaining in love, peace, and harmony. On the basis that I know who I am, I know what I am, and I know how I serve. You are a child of light. You are experiencing different vibrations and frequencies on this earth plane. And your mission now is to raise everything up to a higher frequency where you don't need physical power. You don't need weapons because you hold the power. You hold the power within yourself. Focus on living on a peaceful planet, a planet that chooses to live in love, peace, and harmony. This is your new mission. All of this is a test. I have told you this would be happening. And it will continue to do so. But we can hold out for 4 years. All are being tested. Other forms of the lower frequencies will evolve. Much more will be happening in all areas of our life. It will hit. It will create separation. It will create illness. It will affect finances. But the most important thing, I promise you that this will become the biggest challenge of your life. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Expect many changes and expect a new energy that's coming into your life. You are reloading your energy. This energy is benign, it's of a higher frequency, and it will bring you balance, love, peace, and harmony. Take another deep breath, closing your eyes, looking at the light on your third eye. Let the light expand. Let it expand throughout your mind, that beautiful amber gold. And know who you are, that you are a child of God, that you are an energetic being in the universe, and that you hold a power beyond human imagination. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out. Have a peaceful night and let this energy envelop you throughout the upcoming turbulent days.